Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of K-Drama Convos. I can't say my own intro. It's not working. Okay. So we are once again doing another... What's so funny? Nothing. Doing another dropped episode, unfortunately.
Yeah. We had bad luck this year.
So you'll see this in our year in review episode, which is going to be a bit different from last year. It's going to be a lot simpler. But anyway, we've been done terribly this year.
Yeah.
I don't know what is our problem. Like,
I don't know.
But last time we did a dropped episode was for... I just lost the name of it. My happy something?
New life begins.
Wow, I don't know where I was going. New life begins. Which is a very different show from this one. And that's been quite a few months. So today we are talking about My Dear Donovan, which is a Thai show. Mm-hmm. And we have not seen anybody in anything else. We've seen... Gosh, I think I've only seen like one or two other Thai shows. I think you've seen a little bit more than I have. Yeah.
The premise of the show is that there's this actor who's hard to deal with.
Yeah.
And he's a foreigner.
Yeah, this is set in Thailand.
So he's a foreigner. And the woman who owns the company asks her daughter, who is a teacher.
She's an English teacher.
English teacher. To help out.
Be a translator.
And be a translator. So mm-hmm. she can help this.
Really hot, attractive actor.
Yeah.
There you go. Right. So we start off this premise. And one thing that some shows does, which I'm not going to blame them for it. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
Is they will cast a character that either is supposed to be foreign, or not foreign, sorry, is, was supposed to grow up in the U.S. or something.
Right.
Like
so
in, was it Heirs that they did this?
What?
Heirs or, was it, I think it was, no, it was a, oh shoot. I'm literally picturing it where she had like a brother who was like white, and he could...
To the Beautiful You.
To the Beautiful You, yeah, it was that one. Where she, I guess she was supposed to have grown up in the U.S. I have no idea. Whatever.
She was adopted into an American family.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Whatever.
So that was her brother.
Yeah. So, which, you know, whatever, I don't care. But she could not speak any English, like, at all. But this guy, I think, could actually speak English and Korean.
Yes,
so he literally, every other sentence, very impressive, could swap back and forth. But, and in some, like, that one, did it really matter to my, me enjoying the show? No, I did not care. But some shows, it can be a little bit, like, you're like, oh my gosh, like, a little annoying.
Right, when it's, like, absolutely not the slightest bit convincing.
Right. That kind of thing. So with this show, we were interested to see, because the whole thing is that he's not supposed to, like, well, in theory, it was supposed that he didn't speak Thai well.
And we're like, let's see how they do this.
So turns out, in the very first episode, his old translator is talking to him, and he responds in perfect English. With, like, zero accent.
Yeah.
Like, sounds fake. It sounds recorded. It's so
I
perfect.
Wish we had had camera on our faces. Our jaws just
hit the floor. And we physically couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we paused it immediately and Googled him.
Yeah.
So he is Japanese American. So his mother is Japanese, which is why he's Luke Ishikawa Plowden, I guess is how you say that last name.
Yeah.
Ishikawa is from his mother's side. And so it turns out, I'm pretty sure he grew up in the U.S.
In Pennsylvania.
Just hilarious. And then ended up getting into, was it modeling or acting first?
Modeling.
I think. Yeah. And ended up, so he's now based in Thailand. And it's super interesting. And actually, his him in, like, real life, actually, is, you know, had to learn Thai.
So it's almost like his story at the beginning. It's
which is totally interesting. It's actually really interesting. Yeah. So, yes, casting-wise for him, they did amazingly. Yeah. And also, the actress who plays Pam, they say Pum, but,
I'm going to say... that's her full name is
yeah, different. We're going to say... should we say Pum? I guess not Pam. It's not Pam, you know? Pam. Like, we're so Pum. American. Oh,
we're
gosh.
So American.
Oh, my gosh.
Pum.
Pum. She's really clear English.
Yes.
And I just wanted to note that they her did English a really good job for her as well.
Yeah. As an English teacher.
Yeah, she had a slight accent, but that makes sense. Yeah. But she had really good English as well. But, yeah, we literally freaked out. It was hysterical. So, as far as a spoiler warning goes, this is a 16-episode show. We've seen up to episode 12. Actually, through episode 12.
Oh, yeah.
So, we didn't see the last four episodes. So, our spoilers will be up to episode 12, and that's it. Because I haven't even Googled what the ending is. I don't know.
Right.
So. Where to start? Do you want to...
Should we just talk about the characters?
Sure, go ahead. Really? You start, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Pam... I can't say it.
Just go.
Pam.
I don't care.
Sorry. Pam,
I don't
care. Is...
She's a female leader.
I kind of like her character at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of shy.
Shyer.
Mm-hmm. But she's... she has a job.
Mm-hmm.
She's not this I need a man to rescue me kind of person.
No.
Mm-hmm. She's been hurt in the past. She's not like
I didn't
all
mind
broken up into pieces.
I didn't mind her backstory at all. I really didn't.
You know, the typical my mom left, I live with my grandparents. Whatever. So she's handling that all fine.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And she does seem like a nice...
she seems like a nice
pretty
person.
Genuine, caring person. Not a angel goody two shoes, but just a like kind of realistic, just nice person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to say more about her
as she
goes along? Okay,
sure, why not?
So as she goes along, she goes from this really...
she doesn't do a 180 or
anything. Nice person who, for all intents and purposes, she loves and respects her grandparents.
Sure.
And she gets involved in this relationship that she knows her grandfather wouldn't approve of.
Mm-hmm.
And with her grandmother's help,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
She continuously lies to him.
Throughout the whole show. It's actually a big part of the...
in order to continue this
relationship. Not just her relationship. Anything.
All sorts of things.
Almost, like, literally anything. But a lot... the biggest one is her relationship with Donovan.
Right.
Which...
That
kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And the... I mean, some of the other stuff she does, which is just not that dramatic. Like, her getting in arguments with Jessica and stuff like that. Like, that isn't... that's just her reacting to the situation. I didn't have a problem with that at all.
And the way she deals with Donovan, too. Like, mm-hmm. when stayed in his apartment and never
came out.
Yeah,
she did a really good job.
And she did a really good job coming in and confronting him and getting him to...
mm-hmm. And also just caring for him, like, when she was just his manager and, like...
I mean, she was still a really nice person.
Where we ended the show, she was like, where we stopped watching,
right.
That is.
But to me, there was a disconnect between who she was presented as,
mm-hmm.
and what she was doing.
With mainly lying to her grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first few pretty innocent white lies weren't bad.
Right.
It just got to a point that was like, this is too much.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, you know? Mm-hmm. We'll come back to
yeah.
that.
Yeah, okay.
And then there's Donovan, yeah. or Dino. This is hard. His character wasn't bad. Didn't mind his character.
Mm-hmm.
His whole backstory isn't exactly bad. It was just really dramatic, like, really dramatic. Like, for, not that this doesn't happen to people where they don't have money and they're struggling and that sort of thing. Right. It just, I don't know, was interesting. And I guess their continuous flashbacks got a little old. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. Like, yes, they were trying to show that he's a very hurt person. Understandably. Right, right. I understand that. I liked how he was, you know, how you didn't know who the ring was from. It was his sister and how he was searching for her. I liked how they, like, showed how genuinely he cared for his sister. And, you know, but I don't know. It just felt so dramatic, which going into this show, even from the first episode, nothing to do with his backstory, you're just like, okay, this is a dramatic show.
Right.
Going into it. So it's not that his backstory didn't fit the vibe. It was just like, sure, okay. Like, her backstory, I would say, was much more believable. And, because, I mean, totally, I could see it.
Yeah.
And not that this drama is in any way believable, but his was just so out there that I was like, okay.
Now, I kind of liked who he was and how he behaved.
He was, like, really funny, actually.
He was a flirt. Very forward.
Oh, my gosh,
Yes, he was definitely a flirt.
And a kind of a nudge.
A nudge. And, but he, like, got in her face and told her how he felt.
Well, not right away.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't hold a lot back once the kind of the wall was down. Except for his past.
That was, that was the big thing.
But we talked about the fact that you...
This was so funny.
You meet somebody, you don't just say, hey.
I went to jail.
I went to jail and I was...
Like, that's not first date material.
It's not a topic of conversation.
That is one thing we mentioned that it's a hard thing to bring up.
Yeah.
But he was given the opportunity when she specifically asked him, is there anything else you haven't told me?
I remember while we were watching it and after that happening multiple times, we were like, whoa, does she not, does she wind up with the other guy, maybe?
Actually, I don't think so. I don't think so. We don't know. We didn't see
it. I could, at that point, I could have seen it happen.
It didn't, but.
No, I'm sure it didn't.
Excuse me.
The secondary guy never gets the girl.
No, dude. He didn't even have a shot, dude. Okay, but other than that, Donovan's whole thing, especially before they start dating, is fun. Like, he, him and, like, you know, just, like, walking around shirtless and, like, oh my word, it's freaking funny.
Every scene, he either didn't have a shirt on or he took his shirt off. It was so funny.
Dude, I think they actually used it just enough that it
It became funny.
Totally worked.
Oh, yeah.
Or literally every few scenes, they shot an ad with him. Like working out or him. Best was him showering because he just seemed like, I'm sorry.
Who showers like that? Like, all these people use soap.
Yeah, he's just rubbing himself with water. But he's not doing anything. It was so good.
Oh, my word.
But that side of him, they did really well.
Yes,
and
yes.
I think they did, like, him being kind of short. He's pretty short with people, like, even with her quite a bit. And, like, he put up this wall.
He was pretty consistent.
Yeah, he was pretty consistent.
Yeah.
But we'll get into the later stuff.
Yeah.
So he was, I especially enjoyed Donovan in the first half.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, like the first 8-ish, maybe a little bit less episodes was pretty darn solid. I wish I remembered which episode the whole drugging thing happened. I think that's the moment where I was like, this just took a whole leap.
It was episode 5-6.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That happened that early?
Uh-huh.
Okay, wow. I think it was more like episode... Okay, when did they start dating?
You mean like when did she go back to his place?
Sure, I guess that was when they started dating.
That was episode 9.
Okay, so it's pretty much at episode 9, and after that, where I was just like, I don't want to anymore. I can't handle it.
Right. They started dating, and then immediately Donovan had to be in, like, a fake relationship with Jessica.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Jessica.
Okay, Jessica. So, this actress did an amazing job. She got my nerves and did an amazing job at it. So, Jessica.
And her English was incredible,
actually,
too.
Yeah, like, what?
She's.
They casted them very well.
Yes.
Oh, she was the one where her family worked for the Thai Airlines. So she, like, traveled a lot. And she was in, like, the international department in school. So, like,
okay.
She obviously learned English, yeah. I think, growing up and right. stuff like that. But her English was really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, she literally, the whole point of her character was that she liked Donovan,
mm-hmm.
which, I don't know, just grew old. And that she was, she was just terrible, awful.
Right.
Yeah, she would use every method possible to annoy Pam. And, like, mm-hmm. everything. Wow, we're so white when I say that. I feel so... But I feel weird saying Pem.
Pom.
Pom. I don't know. It actually has been a little bit since we watched this show, so I can't remember how they said it. But, oh, my gosh. It was just, like, what... Oh, I couldn't handle it anymore.
No.
I was so tired.
At one point in time, like, she went away or like,
maybe
they didn't show her for an episode.
Only one episode, yeah.
And we were like, oh, good.
Yeah, but
that's
the problem
the
is
end
that
of her.
No, you thought that.
Oh, no,
I never
no, no, no. It was
that.
The other lady. It was the other lady.
Oh, end of the other lady.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Dude, the problem is that they had two girls that were freaking terrible.
Well, they had two that were over the top terrible. They weren't just, like, Jessica wasn't just petty.
Oh, no, she was.
She was nasty. In your face, nasty.
Literally in her face, my word.
Oh. Wow.
I just couldn't handle it after a few, even just a handful of episodes.
And then you just roll your eyes every time she comes on screen.
Exactly. And she didn't have anything new to say.
Precisely.
Nothing was new. I'm
right.
Like, oh, my
right.
word.
Now, at the one point where they showed she got vulnerable for just one
they were, like, in a club,
scene.
And she, like, started literally crying?
Yes.
Yeah.
You like...
I didn't...
You could see how she
could have
been.
I know. Like, I didn't feel bad for her, was never going to, but I could see that, yes, what she could have been
right.
like, which was kind of a shame, but, mm-hmm. I mean, basically, her entire point was to bring tension between the two leads' relationship, which I guess she succeeded.
I don't know.
Did she?
I don't know. I think Pam just told her off multiple times.
She did bring some doubt to Pam.
There
like,
was
after
some doubt.
They started dating,
yes.
there was some pretty big, But it just, like a few scenes, very few, they did use her character well. They used Jessica pretty well of... Especially at the very, very beginning of the show when Donovan was running away from her at the hotel and he ends up climbing onto Pam's balcony because he was running.
Yes,
that,
yes.
like, they used her character to create situations
to push,
well.
Kind of push him towards
exactly.
Pam, really.
That I do appreciate how they used, but I, gosh, she just, I couldn't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was just, oh my gosh.
And even more than Jessica. Let's call her Da.
Yeah. She was like the...
We call her the crazy woman.
She was like the richer...
She like owned a company.
She like owned a company, yeah. You know who we're talking about.
And they put her in as little clothing as they possibly could.
Which is like low-key entertaining. But
It was interesting. Yes.
It was actually
like Donovan had the shirtless thing going on. And Da had the
see-through.
How skimpy
she had the
outfit
clothing.
Can we put
oh,
on this
word.
Woman?
Okay, so one thing I was saying earlier, Jessica, mainly what she did was badmouth and annoy them and stuff
She's
like that.
Obnoxious.
Like obnoxious. But she didn't sabotage, like she, or at least not to what we saw up to episode 12.
Right.
She didn't do anything. Well, she did. But, like, I don't know. It's she had a line that she went to.
Right.
Now, Da crossed. She just hop and skipped over that line. Like, just without a care in the world, basically. So, it was just, what's so funny?
Nothing. Go on.
And it was just, it was annoying. Because, one, Da was so over the top already. She was nasty in a very different way than
yes,
Jessica.
She
wasn't quite in your face, like crazy person. She was crazy person in the...
She was used to getting everything
yes,
she wanted.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What really tipped it over the edge was her drugging Donovan.
Yeah. It's just like you could believe that the woman who owns the company
yeah.
and gets everything
mm-hmm.
she wants this model.
Fair enough. I could see that.
And
totally.
She's going to do everything in her power to get that model. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But does that for a normal person that would
drugging is
drugging
what I would
them.
Go to?
Like
what? Like, you know, like,
what was the goal?
Obviously, I mean, she knew that he didn't like her. She knew it.
Absolutely.
So she went to drug... Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Also, I don't understand how it would ever be attractive to hook up with someone that you just drugged and made them, like, basically super-duper drunk. I don't understand that. I don't understand the logic
Yeah, and
there.
Then what comes after that?
That was so bad.
What the heck?
So... It's one thing.
Oh.
This could sound crazy. It's one thing that she drugged him. One thing. The problem, even more so, was her chasing him in, like, the hotel.
Well, she had the hotel on lockdown.
Which is a little strange.
So he couldn't get out.
But she expected him to run.
Right.
You like... So, and the whole stupid fight scene with Donovan versus the bodyguard secure, whatever.
Oh,
heck,
that
was weird,
that,
stupid.
They should have taken that out.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
It was so over the top.
Yeah.
No. Maybe.
I get that they had to show that he could fight.
Yeah, but that.
That
was not. You know what? Having beat up like two security
exactly.
guards. Not the whole gang. It
no,
was too much.
No.
And then the whole, yeah, her whole thing chasing him down like, pushing over the bathroom stalls. And then she peeked over the top. Like, dude, this is freaking creepy.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And then she went away.
Well, she broke her nose.
She broke her nose. So she,
yeah.
you know, got her nose job, got all
and
fixed.
And was ready to blackmail
and
him?
Came back.
What would you
And
do?
Then announces to the world that he's a criminal.
Oh, right. She brought up his.
Yep.
Yeah. So she just. It said she went over the top so quickly. Did you say that was episode 5 and 6 that happened? We're not,
yes, yes.
We're barely a quarter into
yep.
this show, and she already did that? So, yeah.
What's funny is after episode 5,
it kind of chilled out for a second.
There's a good balance between serious and real people.
I like how we said that. I don't know where
and a
that.
A good balance between cheesy and dramatic.
Yeah, where'd that? Well, the cheesy and dramatic still holds. I don't know about the other thing about the characters
wow.
did not hold.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's how your opinion can change Whew. Over time. But it's. Like, for example, we have our episode reviewing My Ideas Gangnam Beauty with Chanwoo in it. I kind of went into that show. Did, like, I would probably, if I was going to recommend a school show, it would never be
right,
that drama.
Right.
And the one of the biggest things that was such a turnoff in that show was the one really nasty female
right.
who went on and on and on. And then I was supposed to feel bad for her.
It
yeah.
was the same thing. It was like she was on repeat.
Exactly.
Nothing ever changed. The
yes.
problem was
she
the same
was
again
not,
and again
yeah,
and again.
She was not as intense or over the top as Jessica or
right,
Da.
Right,
but it's
but
the same thing that I'm like, I'm just tired of it. This storyline's going nowhere.
You're a broken record.
Like, seriously.
And get over yourself.
The worst part of the show is they had two people.
Yeah.
Jessica was crazy in your face. And Da
was crazy.
Was just crazy, but slightly more behind the scenes, which isn't great because she's way more powerful
exactly.
than Jessica.
Yeah.
And that was one of the biggest reasons I just was not interested in finishing this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and we hadn't even gotten to the worst part of Jessica yet. We'll get to that later. And then there's Mr. Oud, who's the
mini mart owner. He's the neighbor.
He was fine. His character wasn't bad. The only thing I knew about his character is that he liked her. Like, I didn't know anything else.
We found out about why he ran the mini mart.
Sure.
That's about it. He was what I'd call pitiable.
A little bit, yeah.
He was a pretty pathetic character.
He was. He wasn't...
Now, on the other hand, he did kind of graciously step back.
Eventually,
when she said, I am in a relationship with Donovan.
She did. I mean, sorry, he
wasn't, like, resentful or anything.
And he even, like, stayed her friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just...
He was just there.
That's what it was. He was there.
Yeah.
That's about it.
He brought no tension to it whatsoever.
Oh, gosh, no. Poor dude. Literally brought zero tension. And then we have Pam's mom, who, out of all of the crazy kind of over-the-top characters, wasn't too over-the-top. I'll give her that.
For her... position in and her company
and type of person,
it
yes
she was portrayed pretty
yeah good. Pretty decent, still over the top a yeah. little bit, but she had a short fuse, would yeah. like argue very quickly, stuff like mm-hmm. that. But there are people like in real life totally who yeah. are like that. Yeah. She wasn't terrible, never liked her, but didn't hate her.
Right,
she was there, you know. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about Pete?
And then there was Pete.
He was hysterical.
He's like her assistant.
Yeah.
Or her partner.
Yeah.
More like her partner, yeah.
Well, her partner in the company.
In the company, mm-hmm. yeah. And he was like portrayed as a guy in the entertainment industry.
In the fashion industry.
Fashion industry, sorry.
But he was like actually funny.
But he was funny.
Yeah.
Often, when they portray someone like him...
Or a lot of people in the fashion world.
They portray them as over-the-top, like, eccentric
yeah. people. Or, like, they give him, like, the weirdest outfits.
Yeah.
Like, really ugly outfits.
Right.
That kind of thing.
But they dressed him...
Like, kind of as a normal, fashionable person.
And... Pete was the voice of reason.
Somehow. I don't know where.
Somehow. It was kind of
hilarious. Entertaining that
he was the voice of reason.
He was the only one who could say anything to her mom.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yes.
Now, did she take his advice? Almost never.
Right.
But, like, he was fun. I liked it when they did, like, the little almost game show to figure out the people.
Yes. And he, like. Bam, yes! Came up with that on the spot.
Yeah, where, like, a bunch of people, Donovan was searching for his sister, posted online. People just came because he...
Just to see Donovan.
Yeah, because he's well-known. And Pete came up with, like, okay, trivia time. Like, let's, like, you know, get rid of all these people.
That
he was so
great.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was actually kind of fun. I don't know, he was a pretty... somewhat of a minor character.
Minor, but he was... When Pete came on the scene, it was, like, lighthearted.
And he, like, genuinely, like, joke around a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it was just kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I liked Pete.
He was fun. And then we have Pam's grandparents. So, her grandmother at first, I mean, she wasn't bad. Like, I never disliked her grandmother. It was pretty funny how her and Pam would, like...
Their relationship.
Kind of team up with each yeah. other. I still really liked how they would joke around and mm-hmm. this and that. Her grandmother got, like... Almost to the point where it felt a little weird that she didn't care more sometimes. And not that she didn't care about Pam. Just, like... I don't know. It just felt kind of odd sometimes. Most of the time, it was perfectly fine. But every now and then, you're like, you would think you would get to a point where you would, like, just, I don't know, give up on the whole, some of the spiel, I guess.
Well, she's seen what the whole dating a foreigner did to her family.
Uh-huh.
But does she know that
she's dating a foreigner? I don't know if she knows. I know she knows she's dating. Until the very recent episodes, she knew.
I don't know.
Whatever.
She knew she was working with her mother.
Sure, she knew that, which I think was, I don't know. I think she had really good intentions. She genuinely did. Right. And I don't think anything was wrong with her character. It was just a little, after a while, you're like, how deep are you digging yourself in this hole? Yeah. It's more what I felt like, for sure.
When it comes out that you and your granddaughter have been lying to your husband
for this long,
all this time,
what
are you going
to
do?
It was a lot.
And then there was the grandfather.
Oh, my goodness. So, I know for a fact, like, he's very much a caricature?
Caricature.
Of somewhat of a real people. Unfortunately. Yes. Who are extremely rude, very racist, very racist. Opinionated, mm-hmm. and all that. Now, it just got old.
Really old.
So old that he was this.
He was nasty.
He was all so the time. Nasty. I got so tired of his whole, like, it was actually majority of the show wasn't even him with, like, foreigners and stuff. It was just him anything. Her working anywhere, her doing this,
like, if he didn't approve of it, she shouldn't do it.
Like, she couldn't even leave the house without.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, sure, I understand that you shouldn't, like, just leave the house without explaining where you're going. But I have to, like, interrogate her each time.
But it was all explained that it was all because he loved her.
Sure.
Sure.
I don't think that's fair at all. Yeah, it just, one thing, like, when, this was extremely, you know, when they had the flashback to... her mom.
Her mom. Oh, that's very telling.
When he found out that his daughter was pregnant. I guess she was still in
She was 16.
High school. I thought she was 16. I thought she was 18, but still in school. Oh, whatever. Okay. He basically said, how is that going to reflect on me? And, like, he had, like, something like that. Yeah. He's like, you know, basically, how is that going to affect me? It's one thing to say how it affects the family. Mm-hmm. Fine. That's accurate. But to immediately say how it's going to affect you when your daughter is pregnant and, like, yes, I completely understand why you don't approve of it.
Sure.
Totally fine. I get it. But, like, oh, my word. Same thing kind of with Jessica. It's a broken record. It just got tiresome. Like I said, the first few times where the grandmother and Pam, like, kind of, like, you know, like, hid something behind his back or this, like, for the smaller things, I really, like, thought it was actually kind of funny how they do. They, like, wink at each other and, like, cover for each other.
Yeah.
It was funny. But then when they start getting deeper and deeper, it was not funny anymore.
No, it wasn't funny anymore.
Not at all. Yeah. It was just like, ugh, I could not. Mm-hmm. But yeah, unfortunately, her grandparents just like, I don't even know. It was just, weren't great.
And those are, I mean, how much more do you want to say about how much we disliked the show?
Well, I have some other stuff to say.
The characters and what we talked about.
Yes.
That's why we dropped
like,
the show.
Basically, you could
really.
See that we didn't. There were certain characters, like I'd say Donovan and Pam, we didn't hate them at the end of the show when we dropped it. We
They're
really
the reasons we watched it as long as we did.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
So, one of the things I liked how they did was, what, up to episode 9, you said, of before they were dating, Pam and Donovan.
Right.
Their tension and moments between the two were funny. I liked them. The only thing I was a little annoying was, like, I guess because she thought he was just such a playboy. When they, like, almost kissed and, like, stuff like that, she's like, but it's all me. He doesn't like me at all. I'm like, dude, he almost just kissed you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where she got that from. But their little, like, you know, them getting stuck together in the hotel room and, like, here and there, or, like, her always coming over to his apartment to, like, you know, like, that stuff I liked. Mm-hmm. They did the kind of close proximity type of thing, yeah. And I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was cute. Once they started dating, it wasn't that cute.
Wasn't cute. Yeah.
No.
It just became stressful.
For everyone. For me too. Like, watching it wasn't exactly fun. Like, he lied to her while they were dating, which made her not trust him. And that got complicated. And then
he also got clingy.
He got weirdly clingy, which I think they kind of were portraying, like, him being very desperate because, like, you know, everyone he's ever loved, it's never worked. I mean, look at him and his sister, or him and Jessica. Right. Sure, I can see that.
Yeah.
It just, and I also, I'll admit, I don't like how physical their relationships seem to be. I mean,
They hopped in bed, like,
not
immediately once they decided to start dating.
It wasn't the first one that annoyed me. It was after that where I was like, do y'all do anything else?
He was very, you could tell he was a touchy-feely person.
Oh, I had nothing wrong with being a touchy-feely person, but it just felt like almost all their dating relationship was them, like, getting in bed together for a little bit. I was like, I don't, like, that was just, like, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the biggest thing with their relationship where I was like, this is just don't, was him and Jessica almost hooking up. I was like, this, oh my word. Like, it got stopped. They got interrupted, actually.
Yeah, but if they hadn't gotten interrupted,
it would not have stopped.
What would have happened there?
Oh my gosh.
Because we were, at that point, we were like, No.
Just,
if you do this, just forget it.
You know what? I don't care that they didn't actually do it in the end. Because
he was going
to
do it.
It was so strange because he literally said no to her and said, freaking stop.
Right.
And then, and then said yes.
And then said, well, wait a minute. I'll do it if this is it and you don't bother me
You
after
know
this.
Jessica. You think that would make her stop? No. You're just encouraging her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. At that point, you're done.
We should have just stopped at that point.
We should have. I'm like, dude, you basically, that is basically
You agreed
cheating.
To cheat
like,
on your girlfriend.
You like, to, like, the logic doesn't even make sense. Like,
no
I'm never going to think that you should cheat for there's no good reason to cheat.
Exactly.
But that was a terrible reason. Yeah. Like, even if you were trying to give it a reason, you've known Jessica for years, and you think doing it with her is gonna get her to go away? I don't know where they came up with that one. She was, and Jessica was honestly sometimes impressively, like, committed. Like, honestly, I'll give her that one. She was impressively never stopped trying. Where did we even get by the last episode, in episode 12? Do you have notes for it?
Nope. I do not take notes the last two episodes.
Oh, I don't even know. Yeah. But
I did want to note one other thing, one thing that I did like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pam narrates.
This was, sometimes
it was really interesting because
it was kind of weird sometimes.
It was. Sometimes she was talking about her own thoughts.
Which
And
were
sometimes
really good.
It was like she was telling the story.
Looking back on it.
I found it very interesting because it sort of gave opportunity for her to give deeper thoughts behind
it. Yes, I do like how they did that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the good things
were very little.
Did not outweigh the bad things.
And the good things only lasted, I'd say, which really was their...
First four episodes.
No, I'd say the good of their relationship lasted the first maybe eight.
Okay.
But, like, I just...
But it's like it's like trying to watch a romance while having Jessica screaming in one ear and Da in the other.
Yeah, and then her grandparents in the background, like, this whole, just, like, they don't approve.
Yeah.
It just, yeah, it was not like this They're gonna overcome it together, and they're so committed, and let's do this. Like, let's get approval from her grandparents, and the,
seriously,
it wasn't that, like, you could, basically, you could have taken this situation where the whole stigma mm-hmm. around dating foreigners and that sort of thing, and, like, and you could have, like, tried to portray it as them trying to overcome this, like, generational,
But we don't know.
We don't know how it ends.
If they ever addressed that.
That's fair. We don't know.
We don't know.
I'm saying up to episode 12, it just.
Yeah.
So this drama was so drama that we couldn't handle it anymore. And I just feel
like we chose to watch other things.
We did. And honestly, their relationship just, like, deteriorated immediately after they started dating. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, and it's not that you don't sometimes have moments of doubt
mm-hmm.
or think that the other person might have, like, you know, like, that sort of thing, or jealousy or something like that. Like, yes, that happens. Yes, it's realistic. It's how they did it was just, like, this is, or, yeah, or how often and how much they did it. Just, yeah. So,
what would you rate this?
A 2? 3 seemed a little generous. Because the only thing I liked,
mm-hmm.
like, really, really liked, like, there's a lot, I would say there's a lot of this show where the scenes I thought were meh. Like, I didn't dislike every scene mm-hmm. other than them two before they dated, like, if that makes sense.
Right.
But the bits of the drama that I genuinely liked wasn't even that big a percentage. Or that big of a screen time. I feel like 2 to 3.
All right. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10.
Give it a 3. Because I think I would see the two leads in something else. Like, I'd look.
Yes.
Even her, like Pam and Donovan, I'd both, like, search for other stuff they've been in.
Especially her acting.
Actually,
I really enjoyed
her acting.
I did like
her acting, for sure. It just, it's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah.
And we, I'll be honest, I was done by episode.
Yeah, that was my next question. When were you forcing yourself to watch it?
I would say even before they technically started dating, I was getting tired of it. I would say basically 9 or 10, 10, 11, 12, I definitely was forcing myself to watch it, which is weird.
Mm.
Usually, 9 times out of 10, if not more than that, you're the one who wants to stop watching the show. It was very weird. I was the one who I'm like, mm-hmm. This is dumb. I'm wasting my time. Like,
yeah.
And we ended up, because of that, we ended up really spreading out this show. Mm-hmm. One, because we weren't that excited.
Yeah,
the first few episodes we watched pretty quickly.
Yeah, we did.
After that, we really spread it out. And two, we just so happened we're still rewatching Downton. And we were doing some scene ripping while we were watching, so we couldn't watch them with subs.
Yeah.
So, like, that didn't help that.
We would rather re-watch
Downton
Abbey
than
watch this one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is ironic a little bit because
Downton is very
so dramatic.
Dramatic.
I guess it's just a different type of dramatic.
It is.
I think I get tired of the petty or revenge or anything like that.
Yes.
I get tired of very quickly. Mind you, do I like every plot line in Downton? No. I think some
everyone.
Were kind of sucked. But, like,
there are some scenes that we skip in Downton.
Yeah, there are. But, yeah, I prefer the drama in Downton than the drama in this. What can I say? Like, what was that? Oh, my gosh. What was that show with the actress from Descendants?
Huh?
Hold on. It came out. We didn't see it. It came out recently. Hold on. I'll get it for you in 2 seconds.
Oh.
I don't know.
Came out recently.
The Glory. So The Glory, which I think might be getting a season 2 or something, is it's a revenge plot. And so many people
A young woman bullied to the point of deciding to drop out of school plans the best way to get revenge.
Yeah, so
I've heard
that's all we need to know.
Yeah, hold on here.
That's all I need to read to know. Well, we just don't want to watch that.
I've heard so many people before, even before I knew what it was about, saying how much they liked this show, like discussions about it and this and that. The second I read Revenge was the plot, I said no, absolutely not. Especially, honestly, a woman's revenge. It is going to be so messy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What is it about, like, pettiness and revenge? I just get tired of.
I think some people like revenge plots because...
to, like, the underdog or something?
Exactly. They like to see the underdog defeat whatever it is. You know, you defeat the bully. You defeat the... government.
It's different when... It's different when, like, I think this is, I don't quote me on it, I've never seen the show, but I think the glory is, like, she goes back. Like, this happened years ago, which, yes, I think it's because of bullying, which can genuinely affect someone for really long, but...
Taking revenge is not going to make what happened to you any better.
You're not
going to
be healed or feel any better.
No, you're not.
Because you got revenge. Mm-mm. But I've never seen the show, so maybe it was for a revenge plot done extremely well.
Sure,
maybe the acting was great.
I don't know. Have we? We might have watched a revenge plot that we.
I would say we've definitely seen shows that have revenge in them.
Yeah, but it's not the main.
The
plot.
Whole plot. Yeah.
Uh huh. Okay. Well. Basically, we would not recommend this show.
I wouldn't.
No.
Unless you like. Over the top drama annoying. That's just annoying.
You like annoying things.
See, that's just annoying.
This one.
I mean, it's not bad. Like, some people I think wouldn't mind it, I guess. Like, for example, I do not know how people watch like trashy dating shows. How do people watch
that? I have
no
idea.
I don't understand. Like,
we watched that one show.
It's not even an actual
dating
show.
Where it was just a teeny weeny bit of the show.
It wasn't a teeny little bit. It was the entire show in the end.
So it turned out to be that.
Oh, what was that called? It was Swan Choi in it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Which I think we meant to do an episode on, and it had been. We just never did
we
it.
Never did
I was kind of mad that we
that's
never
that's another one that we dropped.
We could have.
Because it turned. It went from people who are in the industry.
Love is for. Wait, is it Love?
Love is for suckers?
Is it that one?
No, is it? Yeah. Yeah.
I think so.
I'm going to help out my friend and work on this dating show for her to.
Oh, yeah, what's that one?
It turned into just a dating show.
Yeah.
And we don't do
And the whole point of that show was nasty.
Nasty.
And. Drama and
backstabbing.
So
why is that entertaining?
You know what? And in that one, I knew it was fake, like super fake, because it's literally a show written to have a dating show in it. So it was very fake. Mm-hmm. I mean, reality TV is already super fake,
yeah,
but like
it is
slightly more real people, slightly. I was just like. I couldn't handle that. I can't believe we got halfway through that show. We got halfway. Yeah.
I think we...
I'm so...
Once we realized that this show has now turned into nothing but a dating show...
We were done.
That
Absolutely.
We were done.
We, yeah. I think we knew it from episode 4 that it was just going to be a dating show, but we stuck with it. For 4
more.
We were hoping. We were grasping at straws at that point. Yeah. That one, I do really regret that we didn't do an episode on it. What happened is we stopped watching the show. We're like, we had a lot of opinions. And we were like, okay, we should do an episode.
We
and then
did.
We just never recorded it for weeks. And then we just didn't remember enough. And
right.
And that whole thing. But
don't watch that one either.
No, don't. It was terrible. Like, stop fiddling. You're annoying me by fiddling. Like, what's the... Sorry. It kept, like, hearing it.
Oh, sorry.
She was fiddling with pins.
Sorry.
What was that... what was that dating show that came out?
Huh? I don't know. I don't watch dating shows.
But it was, like, everywhere. It was just, like... Was it Korean? Hold on.
But when I saw, like, clips of it and, like, wait, what is it? Oh, Singles Inferno. It was
that one. Oh, my word.
When I, because I think we might have seen, what you call it, first, Love is for Suckers first. And then when I saw stuff from First Singles Inferno, I'm like, this looks horrible. Yeah. I'm sorry. This looks terrible. We're just not that type, I guess.
No.
I don't know. We're not. Not at all.
We don't like revenge plots.
Mm-mm.
If there are too much lying in a show, we get turned off by that.
Mm-hmm. We don't, I mean, I'll admit we watched way too much of that one, but we do not like the, like, American medical shows that go on for 50 bajillion. What one did we watch for a while? You watched and I just jumped in and out.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't, was it ER? I'll know it by the people. I don't think it was ER. No, it wasn't ER. That one's older.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, I'm on what? Google and I type in American medical dramas. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it goes under top picks for you. Doctor Strange, your hospital playlist, the doctor, they're all
well, those are top picks for you because it knows what you it like. Knows it, yeah. I have no idea what show that was. Now it's going to annoy me.
Wasn't ER, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't
Chicago Med.
Oh, it was Chicago That's Med. Was. Yeah, cuz you did you see one of the other ones? Like, don't they have multiple Chicago shows? Whatever.
I've never seen that. Yes, because
they had
ones.
The crawl. Okay, so you had. So we watched Chicago Med.
Which is entertaining, you know, here and there. I think
that's how people watch, like, trash dating shows. But there's
8 seasons.
We did not watch that one.
8 seasons.
And I didn't even watch all of it. I literally would hop in every few episodes and would still be caught up on the plot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So, yeah, we don't watch it anymore. I do not know how people watch Hallmark movies. Absolutely. You know what's on it, to be honest?
It's not bad watching one here and there.
I can't take it seriously.
You have to go into it expecting cheesy.
Why would I ever want to watch that? I think I've watched one or two, and I was like, oh, I can't.
Because sometimes it's fluffy, cute entertainment. And sometimes for fluffy entertainment,
that's not what I would pick. It just isn't. I just do not enjoy that. Because,
you know, you want a romance without all of the hullabaloo.
Yeah.
With misunderstandings and ex-girlfriends.
I just can't get into it. I don't know what it is, but I just can't.
I'm going to make you watch a Hallmark movie with me this Christmas. This Christmas. Hallmark movie? It has to be a Christmas one. Ooh, those are the cheesiest.
Those are the even worse. Oh, gosh.
No, I don't typically watch them either.
You were, like, really bored that we ended up watching one. I don't even know why we did.
Yeah.
I think I watched, you know, one of the Hallmark movies I watched?
What?
Was on the bus. So, when me and Joelle went on the freaking bus.
Oh, when you went to New York. New York.
With all, okay, so this was a retirement community.
Yeah.
We took a bus trip to New York to see the Rockettes. And I was, like, 8 years old? I was also a dancer, so it was really exciting. Rockettes were great. But on the way back, we went for the Christmas show. So they played, like, a Hallmark Christmas movie, like, on, like, the... I guess the bus had a little, like, TV. Oh, my word. Yeah. I don't even know if that had the sound on. I just had the subs. Oh, my word. I didn't even finish the movie. Sorry. I'm allowed to ramble, okay?
You're really rambling. I'm allowed now.
To ramble, but... What is that show? What's it called, like, Love Boat or something?
The Love Boat.
What was that show? Was this 80s?
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
The Love Boat.
That's not helpful. Like, what kind of show is that? That, like, I think, like, that's the kind of thing where I could not watch. Mind you.
It was a comedy.
How long did that go on for? A million years?
10 seasons.
When did it end?
It started in 1976.
When did it end? Were you seeing reruns or the current?
Oh, I was watching reruns. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
76 to what?
Well, it was 10 years, so 86.
Well, no. Was it? You said 10 seasons.
Well, 10 seasons. It's usually a season a year.
Oh, my word.
With American TV.
So what was that even about? Was it like a medical show, but like on a ship?
No, it wasn't medical.
Not medical.
Okay, so every episode, people would come. It was a cruise ship.
Oh, did you have a different?
Every episode, people uh-huh. would come onto this cruise ship.
And there'd be some drama?
And there would be romance happening. Because it was okay. The love boat.
Ew. Ew, that's just... Right. So is it the crew that like,
and the
you were
crew
following?
Is the same every episode.
Okay.
There's the captain.
So it is okay. What I mean like a medical show is you have the consistent staff
yes.
and you have some outside thing happening each little episode. Okay,
exactly. Exactly.
That kind of formulaic.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
I mean we're just not like yeah, I can't get into that. But now that we've talked about what we don't like,
we don't
including
like.
This, my dear Donovan, unfortunately.
Hopefully our next episode will be positive
yeah.
and a show that we complete.
It better be.
It better
I
be.
I have high hopes for Heartbeat.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
really do. I'm gonna be so disappointed. I mean, you know what? I don't need to like every single second.
Right.
I just need to get through it and still enjoy it. That's sad. I just
all
like,
right, on that note, let's go watch an episode.
Okay.
All right.
You guys, hope you enjoyed listening. See ya.